BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here are Tuesday's best bits on the Scott Mills Daily. Casper Lee and Joe Sugg play an excellent round of innuendo bingo. It's a three-way situation with Chris and some amazing new clips spotted by you lot. Can I put it back on bangers today? And more concerns that the world may be running out of music. Oh yeah, and a large helping of Charlie Slough on Real or No Real. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, really good. How are you?
Really good. So yesterday on the show, we were talking about, you know, confrontation on TV. Some people just cannot stand it. And my friend Dino, who literally is the worst at this. So I've been watching TV with him in the past and he has to walk out of the room or he'll turn it over at the crucial moment when it gets too cringe. And he makes the la 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 noise, as we found out yesterday when we played him something really cringe from a TV show.
Oh, better than any of yours. And I can't.
He can't deal with it.
That was just a woman kicking off a bit on Come Dine With Me. He literally has to just put his fingers in his ears and go la 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 la. Then our listener Cameron went a bit better and found The Apprentice so awful to listen to that he did this.
Asses cleaning and hairdressing.
What have you, what did you, on that?
I'm at the ankles.
Sorry, lads, not for me. Gonna have to go. Bye.
I'm having my say if I should say, darling.
What do you mean? Hello?
He's gone.
Yep, just hung up on us. Now imagine how both of those people would be feeling if they saw BBC Breakfast the other morning. Did you see this?
I've heard about this and I haven't brought myself to watch the video of this yet because it just sounds too horrendous.
Now, I'm normally quite good with cringe stuff. I can sit through it, but this is a test. So Catherine Tate was on the sofa on BBC Breakfast on Monday and she told Grimmy all about it when she was on this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It's so cringe. I just need to issue a cringe warning right now. So Catherine Tate on BBC Breakfast. See if you can sit through this. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to.
This is genius. I absolutely love this. If you missed this yesterday, this is Catherine Tate on BBC Breakfast, where they got Catherine's character slightly confused in only the way BBC Breakfast can.
Yes, but no but.
Yes, but no but. Yes, but no but is not me but. Yes, but no but. That was Little Britain but. Yeah. Oh, my
goodness.
Wait,
sorry. I'm so sorry. But
I'm a bothered. I'm a bothered, though. I'm a bothered that you got it wrong.
I did it so you could do
look at my face. Is my face bothered that you got my catchphrase wrong? No, look, face, Charlie, face, bothered. I ain't bothered.
Oh, if you go to BBC Radio iPlayer app, you can relive the entire Catherine Tate interview all over again from Grimmy's Breakfast Show. Just search for Grimmy. Oh, horrendous. How can you get that so wrong? Seems to be happening a lot on TV at the moment. I'm looking at you, Sharon Osbourne. Bellario.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Hope you're all right today. If you need to breeze through Tuesday lunchtime, I've got some innuendo bingo for you at 1:45 today. Some excellent new clips as well. Do you know what? You lot never disappoint when it comes to the clips on innuendo bingo. They are superb these days.
I like some of the throwback suggestions as well, because it's all, I'm like, it's wicked when we get new clips, but I really like some of the old school ones that maybe we forget.
Yeah,
and then
any,
people obviously suggest those as well.
If there's any ones that you want to hear again, like some classic innuendo bingo clips, always just let me know. Just email or tweet at BBCR1 or text 81199, because sometimes we do it so much that we do forget about some of the best clips sometimes. Mm. What are we saying? What one today?
I'm well keen for a wet one. In fact, last time the boys were here, it was a wet one, right?
Well, yeah, I think
they're not too big for it now.
I think it went into like some kind of water fight where Casper just threw it over you.
Yes. Yes. Well, much the same then, I reckon.
Joe Sugg, Casper Lee, you'll be able to watch it live as well as listen to it at 1:45 today, wherever you can get ready one on a screen. So on your phone, computer, laptop, tablet. 1:45 today, the boys will be in for bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's break out the fanfare because as of today, everyone, Chris has got a bathroom.
Kind of.
Oh, I am pleased for you.
Kind of.
If you listen to the show regularly, you'll know that Chris has moved into a new house, but it's got nothing, literally nothing. No toilet, no kitchen. So he's been weeing in his garden for a while. Where do you go to do, you know, the other?
Girlfriend's parents.
Oh, that's awkward, isn't it? Because you don't want to... You mean you can't really let yourself go in there, can you?
Because sometimes you don't want to be round there for a massive conversation beforehand.
No.
And afterwards, that's the thing. That's the awkward side of things.
So what's going on? You're finally going to get some alone time in your own bathroom.
Great news, right? Chatting to Shabba, who's the lad that's sort of putting it all together, right?
Shout out to Shabba.
Says to me, right, the toilet is kind of ready to use. The only thing is... To test, and I don't understand this, to test for leaks, he can't really do anything until the toilet is given a bit of use.
Right.
So he's instructed me over the next couple of days to give it a real good testing.
Right, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, go on, really go for it.
Like, nothing that surely he can't flush himself.
I mean, if anyone knows what, like, how far you go with that, then let us know, please, because he doesn't know what to do.
I mean, a good old testing,
yeah,
is what he
said.
Don't
say a good old testing, because that makes the mind do weird things. Go on, give it a good old test. Anyway, congratulations.
Cheers, mate. It's a massive day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And Joe Sugg and Casper Lee are back at Radio 1. Hi, Guy.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you again. It's been so long.
It's been a while. Casper, just busy booking a flight there as we went on air. I love how you roll.
No,
just
I'm good.
On my phone, just booking a flight straight out of here.
No, I'm going to South Africa at the end of the year. I had to get my... Because when you leave it late, there's just no flights left. It's so popular. Everyone should go to South Africa for Christmas. It's the best place.
Is that what you're doing then? It's Christmas, is it?
Yeah, got to see the family. Got to... Yeah, even Joe's coming down later on.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's dragged me into it. It is nice, though.
Oh, it'll be warm, right?
Yeah, oh, it's lovely. Amazing. It's really warm.
Have you... Well, you've not that long come back from the US, right?
Yeah.
Was it a while ago now?
A couple of months ago, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I was there more recently, but yeah, we've finished filming a few months ago. We've already finished editing as well, so it's ready to go. Can't wait. It's coming out in November.
Yeah, so this is Joe and Casper Hit the Road USA. Are you doing loads of pranks all around the US, are you?
Not really. That's going on the live tour. That's not in the film. But it's all very confusing. We're also doing a live tour. But we did five huge epic challenges around the US. It was huge. We even had a drone, which was really cool.
Yeah, we had drones on this one. You know it's big when you've got a drone.
Yeah. It's big time now.
But this is the mad thing. It's gone from just a webcam in your room, right? Or both your rooms. And not sharing a room and a camera.
That's where I borrow a webcam.
But it's gone from that to kind of vlogging to a drone. Do you know what I mean? That's the difference.
Yeah.
Do you not think it's mad?
Yeah, I think last time was crazy because we did it for the very first time and we learned a lot from that. Mm. Like how to act, like you have to be a little bit, not act, but like how to present yourself differently from you do in your vlogs compared to like in front of a crew. Mm. You don't want the same level of energy the whole time because it might come across a bit weird.
Okay.
So there's different things
it's
we
different.
Learned. Yeah, very different.
But isn't the other thing as well then they're editing you for the first time rather than you guys editing yourselves, right?
Yeah, so they have like a proper professional editor who will go through and like cut it down to like the right, because it's all about like timing as well. It has to be like a certain amount of minutes before it goes onto like DVD format kind of thing. And then we go through and completely like be like, no, this needs changing, this, and we come through like loads of notes.
Yeah.
And then we spend like a week or 2 weeks sort of going through into the editing suite and then just fine tune it and making it a bit more.
And what's really cool is with the colour grading. There's an amazing colour grader who does it, and he did it last time too, and it's just incredible. He can make a like an overcast day look like
amazing,
the summer's like South Africa.
It must be odd though, like having to hand over a bit of an element of control to those editors when you're used to so used to like you know, making it exactly what you want it to be like.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah, it's funny, like you sometimes remember how you felt when you were filming it and then you see it in the edit and you're like, wait, why is it not like that? And they're like, oh, well, sorry, it wasn't possible, you know. You know, there's certain things they can do because they have to keep it real.
So that's coming out in November 21st. Joe and Casper Hit the Road USA. Tell me about this. You're doing a tour next week, a live tour.
Yeah, we're doing a live tour. We're traveling all up and down the country, and we're essentially just sort of doing YouTube videos but live.
Right.
Which could go one of two ways. Obviously, things will probably go wrong, but then I always think that's good when things go wrong. That's why I love live stuff. It's for me watching stuff at home live. I'm always like, go on, mess up.
Is it a case of what goes on tour stays on tour?
Yeah, well, there's going to be stuff in the show that will never be seen again.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I can't imagine how you're going to recreate that.
Neither do we. Neither do we.
Have you not rehearsed for this, Joe? Have you rehearsed anything?
Yeah, we start rehearsals now, good. Yeah.
Joe, can you do some live thatching?
Like, I would love to
do your roots.
I would love to do I'd love to even know if I can still do it, yeah.
You do know that the first one is in Sheffield on the 23rd, right? Sunday.
Yeah. They've got some good straw up there.
Oh, yeah, haven't they? Right, we're going to play Usher and Young Thug, and then we are going to get the boys on to play Innuendo Bingo.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Casper Lee and Joe Sugg are back on Innuendo Bingo today, and that's a great thing, you know. Because last time, it developed into full water fight.
I feel like this is the, like, after we did it, wasn't it? This is why this happened.
Yeah, they put plastic, they proper, after all, yeah, they really wrap it up now.
Yeah. That did actually happen. It was because of your one last time. Okay, so if you want to watch this, you can now on the Radio 1 website, on computer, laptop, tablet, or we'll get a video for you later, obviously, if you can't watch right this moment. Are we ready, lads? Remember, the water is cold, no swearing, don't use the bin, use Chris's face.
Well, wherever else
you want to. Okay, here we go. So, first up, on today's Innuendo Bingo, we're going to BBC West Midlands and presenter Adrian Goldberg talking about something that seems to be getting a lot more widespread in the West Midlands. I don't think listener Pete's mum was expecting this.
Car cloning is when somebody copies your car number plate, then goes off and commits a crime. The police, because they've got your details on the database, come to your house and ask if you have committed the crimes. We heard from one person who that had happened to, Pete in Shirley, who said his mum was fingered by the police.
Car cloning.
You love it, Joe.
It's bad.
Pete in Shirley, you said his mom was fingered by the police.
Pretty cold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
Now, something that happened only this morning on BBC Breakfast.
Is your watch okay?
Yeah.
Looks expensive.
Waterproof? Mm. Yeah.
Let's hope so. Mm-mm. Now, on BBC Breakfast, you have to be prepared to turn your hand to anything when you're a host. But in this instance, I think it was important for Louise Minchin to get the technique exactly right.
OK, and so it's hands like that.
Hands like that. Get
you, might need to reload on this one, by the way. Mm-hmm.
OK, and so it's hands like that.
Hands like that. Get your weight right over it. Yeah. Keep your arms straight.
And go.
Lean towards it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah, that's why I need a...
Wow. Oh, my God, is that hard enough?
Just move your heel of your hand this way a bit. And keep your hand over it.
Gosh, it's hard. Yeah. Is that hard enough?
Yeah, you'll get a click when it goes right.
Really?
Yeah.
Have I clicked once right?
Yeah, you're still doing good though. Anything is better than nothing. Keep your palm of your hands down on it.
That's really.
Yeah. I'll give you a rest now. Okay.
Oh, it's a shame that we couldn't see that because then you'd get the full idea of what she was doing. She was doing CPR, of course.
Oh, okay. That's what it sounded like.
It did, didn't it? Good spurting all round there, I thought.
Classic CPR.
Yeah, classic CPR.
Anything is better than nothing. Keep your palm of your hands down on it.
That's really...
Yeah. Give you a rest now.
Wow.
Okay. Oh,
Louise. Okay. Water, please. What was that?
That's such a weird noise.
What was that noise?
That's like an old man noise. Yeah.
Now it's BBC Radio 2. And the early breakfast show with Vanessa Feltz. Hmm. Vanessa has a great relationship with her audience. It's so open. They will literally email her about absolutely anything.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit. And I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
Ah, this is a good one.
Classic.
Now, this is one from last week on the show, one of our favourites. Chris Evans' Breakfast Show on BBC Radio 2. Now, you'll hear Chris mention his studio manager here. They don't have them at Radio anymore. It's a shame, because they would do absolutely anything for you.
OK, Dom's...
Hello, this is the very tired Dom.
Right, well, what we've done, what Gary, our very clever studio manager, has done, he's put Dick in my right ear...
Oh,
that was a big one.
And Sug gets it full force. Oh. Wow.
Dick in my right ear.
Talking about Dick and Dom, of course. To make it easier for him to know who was who, in his headphones, he had Dick in his right ear and Dom in his left.
Oh, me Christmas socks are wet.
Oh, no, not the Christmas socks.
You need to wear shoes. That's an amateur.
Yeah, I know. We'll play that.
Okay, here we go. Now we're going over to Bargain Hunt on BBC One. The Blue Team have just made a purchase for £108. Now, normally, Tim Monicott would be thrilled for them, but seems to have got maybe a little bit distracted.
So have you got the deal?
£108 a deal. Okay.
Okay. Three items! Yay! We got there!
Well done, Kate. You saved the day. This pussy is definitely stuffed.
Too early.
And then you went over yourself.
Do you know what it was? It went on for too long. I know. Music.
Yeah. It's just the weird music.
You're like me, the music gets me more than the clip.
Alright, okay, reload quickly.
Casper, you're emotionless. Light it up, buddy. It's only a game.
Come on, it's a game. Water, please. Here's what you missed.
This pussy is definitely stuffed.
Okay, now another one of our favourites from last week. It's Castles, Britain's Fortified History on BBC Four. Where else? We join the presenter Sam Willis and Owen Bush, a swordsman, halfway through their conversation. Look, that's his job. Someone's got to do it.
Sorry.
So, Sam's the presenter, Owen is the swordsman. And we're halfway through their conversation. Water, please. We don't... Well, we have no idea what they're talking about.
And you're going to refine it.
So there are impurities in that that I'm going to get out by smashing it.
Yeah, I'm getting it to the point just before it melts, and you can hammer it and squirt some of that slag out.
Good.
Sorry.
Oh...
That was a big one. The I slag, can't do that.
The slag is the impurities in the metal.
Oh.
I don't know, science, I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, more water, please, on a very wet Joe Sugg and Casper Lee innuendo bingo. This is a good one. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to Craig Charles on BBC Six Music.
It's when you laugh, it makes me laugh.
Chris is not okay today.
Craig Charles.
Craig Charles. That's not funny, is it? You're just saying a name. Craig Charles.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go over to Craig. Oh, my word.
Sorry.
Everyone's lost it. Craig... See, even saying Craig now, it's just like, you can't do it. Come on, Chris. You're holding the rest of us up. Here is Craig boasting about what he had.
It's going up my nose!
Chris. Come on.
Oh, God.
Say the name and then I'll put water.
Here's Craig, okay, yeah. Now water, boasting about what he had way back in the 70s. What?
Why? Why?
What's wrong with you? Chris, every time.
What?
So sorry.
This poor boy's getting wet. It's not even a funny clip. And now the clip will be rubbish compared... Okay, here we go. Here's Craig, boasting about what he had in the 70s.
We're asking for your memories of the 70s. I told you I had a purple chopper. So did Darren from Sheffield. He says, hi, Craig, I had a purple chopper, but I painted it with some of my dad's black and white gloss paint just to cover up the purple.
Not even that good. Told you.
No. All right.
One more. And now a classic from BBC Radio 4.
You got water, yeah.
Now, I don't know whether... It doesn't look like, apart from London, you guys aren't heading to the southeast on your tour, which is probably for the best if you hear this.
3 minutes to seven, Philip Avery with the weather.
I'm slightly concerned about tit obesity in the southeast.
And that was... That was a ridiculous Inyana Bingo with... Joe Sugg and Casper Lee. Lads, good luck with the tour next week.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in again. If you didn't get to see that, you'll be able to watch it later on BBC iPlayer.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1's
Teen Heroes.
So every year we celebrate the brave and amazing achievements of British teenagers with the Teen Heroes at the Teen Awards. So nominations were open to the public, as you know, and from the hundreds of stories, we shortlisted three entries in each of the categories this year. The categories include the Radio 1 Teen Hero Award, the Teen Hero 1 Million Hours Award, and the Make It Digital Teen Hero Award. So a panel of DJs, of which we were some, and former Teen Heroes selected four winning entries in each category. And the Teen Heroes are going to attend the Teen Awards on Sunday. They'll have an amazing time, and of course they'll be recognised for what they've done, for their achievements. Right, we're going to call a couple of mates called Joe and Toby and let them know that they are going to be our teen heroes, or some of our teen heroes this year, and they're going to be with us at Wembley on Sunday. Okay.
So cool, isn't it? So cool we can do this.
Hello, is Joe or Toby there, please?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Thank you.
Calling, please?
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1, but don't tell them.
Thank you.
Don't tell them.
Thanks very much. Okay, I'll pass you over to Joe.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Hello.
Joe?
Hello, yes, that's me.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hi, Scott Mills from Radio 1.
How you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You must be so pleased that you've been nominated for one of our Teen Hero Awards this year.
Yeah, very pleased.
Yeah, it must feel pretty good, that. Anyway, I'm just calling to sort out travel for you to both to get here on the day, because you still want to come to the awards, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're both free on that day?
Yeah, believe so.
Okay, cool. All right, well, we'll sort that out in a minute. First of all, though, I've got some other news. I can actually tell you that Joe and Toby, together, you are our teen heroes.
Wow.
We think what you've done is so brilliant. We all sat in a room, like a big panel, and I've got to be honest, and Crystal backed me up on this, your story really touched us. It really kind of...
I think it's quite shocking. We think you guys are awesome. Is Toby with you at the moment, Joe?
Toby is, but the phone's not on loudspeaker.
Well, do you want to tell Toby the good news?
Yeah.
Toby, we are teen heroes.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Thank you very much, both of us.
For people that don't know, your best friend Aaron passed away, didn't he, quite suddenly?
Yes.
Now, Aaron's parents set up the Smile of Aaron Trust in his memory, and I know you, Joe and Toby, regularly busk in Aaron's honour to raise money for the trust and also for Cancer Research UK.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it is. It's so cool.
What made you guys decide to do that in the first place?
Well, we all played music together before that, and I think Aaron's aunt used to have cancer, and I think that was kind of the inspiration for doing it for Cancer Research.
So Aaron himself was later diagnosed with a brain tumour and sadly passed away quite suddenly. Mm-hmm. And now you regularly busk in Aaron's honour to raise money for the trust, don't you? And you volunteer in that shop every Saturday.
Yes.
And also, like, you've raised a lot of money in Aaron's honour, which is just, I mean, this story, it just blew me away, really. It's because it's such a relatable story, and it's one of true friendship. I think if we all imagine losing a best mate like that, you just want to do all you can, and it's just a really great thing that you both do, I think.
Yeah.
So, Teen Heroes, how does that make you feel?
Fantastic.
You do have to go on stage at Wembley.
We do have to go on stage at Wembley.
Yes.
That shouldn't be a problem.
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah, do you want to speak to Toby? Yeah.
Yes, let's speak to Toby.
I'll pass you right over to Toby. Hello.
Hi, Toby. Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hey, Toby, are you good with large crowds?
I would probably be okay.
Yeah? If you, let's say that you were on stage and the really bright lights and you're on at Wembley Arena, let's say, how would that be?
That'd be fine.
Yeah?
I hope.
Taking
yeah.
it all in his yeah. stride. I like that.
10,000 people. You keen?
Yeah, I'm very keen.
Well, listen, we want to say congratulations to you and Joe because we think what you've done in Aaron's honour is absolutely amazing. The story really, really stood out to us, didn't it, Chris?
Oh, it's for me, as soon as we heard your story and we had to sit in a room, and as soon as we heard your story, it was amazing. I just thought of me and I thought of my mates, and what you guys do is exactly what I'd like to think that I would have done in your situation. I actually think Aaron would be very, very proud of what you guys have done and what you guys continue to do. And I just really want to see you guys on stage at Wembley.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's happening. So we will see you at the Teen Awards because you, Joe and Toby...
Joby.
...are some of our teen heroes this year. So we will see you at the Teen Awards.
Thank you very much.
I'll let all that sink in for you a bit.
Thanks.
Is that the whole family behind you?
Yeah, it's some of the family.
It's a little bit overwhelming, this, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Who's in the room at the moment?
That's my mum and dad and Joe's mum.
So cool. Are you going to celebrate?
Yeah, we'll celebrate.
This is massive.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to go now because this is going to take a while to sink in. But we will see you at the Teen Awards and congratulations. It's so well deserved.
Thank you very, very much.
All right, we'll see you then.
See ya.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. You know my friend Unlucky Gary?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a great time at Glastonbury. He signed himself up to something else. He didn't really know what he was signing up for at the time, and it's brilliant. I need to tell you about it.
What is it?
He's going on a... I'll tell you soon. It's too good. We need to discuss this in detail.
Fine. Bangers?
Let's do bangers, then. You're in the lead at the moment. It's only Tuesday.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
You word it so differently when you're losing. When you're winning, it's like, yes, right, I'm 1-0 up. Well, rarely this happens. 1-0 up, 2-0 up. Come on in, let's bring it on. Chris, you're going to lose again.
Now, who
so
do we have?
Dismissive.
Who do we have on the phone here, please?
Hello, Scott. Hello, Chris. It's Pat.
Hello. Where are you, please?
I'm in not so sunny Devon.
And you're Paddy. Paddy from Devon. And you're a magician.
I am.
Of course you are.
Are you like a proper magician, or are you one of those that just sort of like grab your nose kind of thing and claim, you know, the thumb trick?
No. Proper magician. Cards, coins, all that.
Are you a holiday park entertainer, is that correct?
Yes, I am. So magic is just one of my skill bases, but it's the one that I love the most.
What else do you do? Do you know this is my dream job when I was little?
Well, you know the holiday resort that rhymes with Rutlands?
Yeah.
And you've got the bed coats. I was one of those, so it's all a bit of singing, bit of DJing, bit of everything, really.
That's what I wanted to do when I was about 5.
You should. You'd have been awesome at it.
Well, I don't know whether I would, actually.
So you do the magic, you do the singing, karaoke, you do balloons?
Balloons, yep.
Oh, you do it all. You're a one-man party machine.
I either wanted to be one of those red coats, or I wanted to be a radio and DJ. Honest.
Well, you probably did the right choice because you are fantastic, Scott.
Well, thanks for all that. Do you enjoy what you do? Is it fun?
I've been doing it about 10 years now. I wouldn't do it if I didn't love it.
Right, yeah. Okay. And all the reps seem to get on well, eh?
Yeah. Sometimes a bit too well, but yeah.
Yes, I've seen those programmes.
That's what we're saying, yeah.
There was a show about, was it called Red Coats?
It was ages ago. It's so funny you say this, because I remember messaging you watching that show once, where they had the radio on in the background of one of the reps' room, and it was you on the radio in the background. But, I mean, this was a while ago now, the Red Coats show.
I imagine it's the same as, like, people that go out and work in Cavos for the summer, but instead you're in Bognor Regis.
Yeah. You say that, but the reps in Cavos and Malia can't do balloons and can't do, well, the same tricks, you know. Well,
that was probably a bad example.
That was a wrong example.
Really example. Really
but you know
example.
What I mean. They're not there doing
they don't do the magic.
The magic with them.
Yeah. They can do
that?
Balloons.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this then. So it's bangers, and I've got this for you today. You're pretty, you're
face is a work of art.
GRL.
Bye.
Shout out to Ugly Art. They tweeted that their song sounds a bit like the Little Mix one yesterday.
This was quite a good song. I worry mine isn't going to be for you, Paddy, but let's see. It's an old school one, and it's an anthem. It's this. Arctic Monkeys.
Oh.
Mardi Bomb.
Wow.
You've got a face on.
I love this song so much. I had to bring it back for bangers. Just reminds me of being on the Otley Run with some of my mates. This was our song at the time.
Two very, very different choices.
Very different.
Now, see, I knew this would happen. It's so easy to decide when you listen on the podcast or on the radio, but now I'm doing it. I'm just like, what do I go with?
Yeah, it's like doing a quiz show. It always looks easy when you're watching, right, or listening.
Because, I mean, Arctic Monkeys, that just takes me right back to college.
Yeah.
GRL, a little bit hurt.
No, it's good. I'm very topical right now.
True.
What would the Redcoats say?
Oh, the Redcoats would obviously go for Ugly Heart.
It depends what kind of crowd we've got, but...
it does.
Oh. Okay, no, yeah, I've made up my mind.
Yes?
So, today on Bangers, I'm going to go with... It's got to be Chris's choice, Arctic Monkeys.
Yes.
Someone points out, how can you work at the place that rhymes with Rutland's and not choose GRL? It's a scandal. I know. It's true, right? He was a Redcoat. He still is a Redcoat at Butland. That's not the sound of Rutland's. Whereas this is.
I mean, you don't want to jump to assumptions, but when he said his job, I did wonder if...
Happy.
This was a wrong caller for me. Come on, everybody, clap your hands.
Come on, kids. Are you having a good time? I know it's raining.
Maybe I'm just crazy. Maybe I'm a fool.
We're in Skegness. Come on.
Bring this back on another day, though.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I've got a face on now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So my friend Unlucky Gary keeps signing up to these things where I think maybe it's after he's had a couple of drinks and he doesn't realise quite what he's got himself into.
Mm.
The new one that you told me about last night that's really making me laugh. You know, after... Glastonbury, and he wasn't really down with it. I told him he wasn't going to like it. It just wasn't for him. So, bearing in mind, this is someone that can't really camp out for the weekend, didn't enjoy it at all, didn't enjoy the mud, certainly didn't enjoy the healing fields or the stone circle. So what's he signed himself up for now? He's going with his friend to a mindfulness retreat this weekend.
I mean, that's quite full on, isn't it?
It's pretty full on, and he's now going, well, I'm just not going to go. It's like, well, no, you've paid money for this.
And what does that involve?
All right, do you want me to go through? Because I've got the whole brochure here.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
And I was really laughing last night when he was going through it with me.
Yeah, I love this. And knowing Unlucky Gary as well, and the character that he is.
Bad things will happen.
Yeah.
So, you arrive on Saturday morning at the retreat, settle in, relax. And that, Chris, is when you start to slip into a mindful state of awareness. Imagine him doing this. Right, so then you settle into your accommodation. Bit of time on your hands. You can do meditation if you want. Then 7 p.m, there's a mindful walk. 7:30 p.m, there's a hot vegetarian meal. He's livid. He's like, where's the meat?
Oh, okay.
So if it's the other way around, then, you know, it would be fine. He's like, I'm going to turn up and go, just meat, please, no veg. Like, no, it's a vegetarian place. He's absolutely fuming. And then you get around the campfire with the others and play some mindfulness games.
Does everything have the word mindful in front of it?
Yep, absolutely.
And therefore it makes it the weekend that it is. So
next,
you go,
day,
for a mindful swim.
Next day you get fruit, cereal, and... I'm not sure I like the sound of this. They're very special porridge.
Oh, nice. Mindful porridge.
Mindful porridge, yeah. Porridge that you really have to think about.
Yeah.
Then at 9:30 a.m. That's where we are. You get mindfulness of breathing meditation.
Mm.
Do you want to know about lunch? Guess what the eating is. Mindful.
It's going to be a mindful buffet, yep. Right?
Okay, so the essence of mindfulness is to make everything a mindful experience. Mealtime's a real part of that. And Martine is going to be providing wonderful, hot, tasty vegetarian food. It's a visual flavour and texture sensation. And Martine adds a big dollop of love to each dish.
Oh, what a treat.
And that's a rather special ingredient. And guess what? It's an all-round... Mindful sensation. Yep. So I think he's going to... Oh, I mean, for me, that sounds really quite relaxing. But
unlucky Gary.
I just don't think it's going to be for him. We'll find out on Monday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you find with your Twitter, you get lots of people messaging you about innuendo bingos when they happen? And that takes up quite a lot of your timeline, generally. Especially when the Great British Bake Off is on.
Oh, yeah. All my tweets will be about Bake Off and what they said.
Yeah. Well, I'm the same. But also with my timeline, I get a lot of people who've spotted... other instances of where we might be running out of music.
I know it's a real concern, and it has been on this show for a while now.
Yes, I think it's something we should all be really concerned about. Radio 1, the greatest radio station in the world. We pride ourselves on finding new music, playing new music, exposing new music to the world.
But as we've said before, there are only certain combinations of melodies and songs.
Yeah.
And we're bound to run out eventually.
Yeah.
And it's a real concern here.
I don't know what the meetings are like with management at the moment. I don't really know how it works for them. I can only assume they're behind closed doors, panicking about what might be happening in the not-too-distant future.
I bet they're losing sleep.
Well, they must do, Scott, because otherwise we're going to have a situation where the only new music that comes out is definitely songs that have been done before.
Yeah. We're not saying that these songs have copied one another. We're just saying, I mean, it's going to happen. Eventually, you're going to run out of the notes that fit together. It's unavoidable.
Yeah, there's only a certain combination of notes, as you said. With that in mind, loads of people now message me spotting these. I mean, Scott, we get hundreds of tweets, emails, texts in from people saying, oh, Chris, have you heard this song? It sounds exactly like this.
Yeah.
And it's time that we go through a few more, I think.
Okay, so you've got a new batch.
I've got like a new batch for you all right now, if you're keen.
Keen.
What's really kicked this one off for me today is your banger, actually, which was an inspired choice, because we all know that your banger earlier, which was this, by the way.
What a tune!
It's a big song.
GRL, Ugly Heart.
I mean, it's everywhere at the moment. We've had loads of messages because it sounds remarkably similar to the new one from Little Mix.
Sure does. Also, the band GRL did actually tweet the other day. Hashtag, shout out to Ugly Heart. Even the band are like, oh, that sounds a bit similar.
I mean, it's not exactly the same, I should point out. Well.
Definitely similarities, but that's going to happen.
Yeah. So that one's out there. I've got a few more for you now that people might not have realised has kind of been heard in other songs.
Okay.
The new one from Niall.
Oh. This Town by Niall Horan. To kiss you
and nobody it's said very melty, this one.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
This is Hey There Delilah, Plain White Tees. What are we saying?
Hey there Delilah, what's it like in New York
so
City?
So that's Plain White Tees and that's Niall there.
I mean, it's not just the meltiness of the song. Waking up to kiss you and nobody's there.
Oh, bit faster, Niall's one.
Yeah, okay, a bit faster. Okay, new one from James Arthur. I knew I loved you
then, but you never know. Oh, we've had so many messages about this one.
Yeah.
So, James Arthur, Say You Won't Let Go. Oh. The script there.
Yeah.
And the man who can't be moved. Yeah, I mean, I knew I loved you. Definitely hear that. You'd never know.
Again, I have have to point out, if there's any lawyers listening, they're not the same song.
No, not exactly the same. And we're definitely not accusing anyone of copying anyone else.
No, we're a case for the defence here, which is that it's unavoidable that songs will start sounding the same. We're running out of music.
I'm impressed with your new batch. Have you got any more?
Thanks to our wonderful listeners sending them in. Yes, we have.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're doing our occasional feature, Running Out of Music, where some old songs might sound the same or similar to some very new songs. There's only so many combinations of notes you can have, you know.
Do you want some more?
Yes, I do.
This one is mad.
Go on.
Heard this bit in the new Bastille song and I was like, what does that remind me? Because now I find myself listening to every song going, what does that sound like?
Right.
And it's this tiny bit of Bastille. It's like the alarm at the beginning of it.
I've never even noticed an alarm.
Yeah, yeah, check it out. Can you hear the alarm?
Woo, woo. Yeah.
Sounds exactly like...
Don't be ridiculous.
Mystique. No, listen. And Scandalous.
So they've got the same...
It's the same alarm.
Same alarm. I like that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That took so much thought to figure out where that was from.
That must have been doing your head in.
This one I'm not too sure about and it might not work, but would you like to give it a go?
Yeah. I'm aware of this one.
Let Me Love You, DJ Snake, Justin Bieber. There's this really old song that it sounds kind of similar.
Okay.
I mean, it's a slightly different noise. Yeah, hearing that now, actually. KC and the Sunshine Band, this is...
I don't know whether I can hear that one.
Go again.
I see what they mean.
It's sort of the same tune, but slightly different noise, yeah. Right? Yeah. Maybe that one isn't my strongest one. Stick with me. 5 Seconds of Summer. That beginning bit of that 5 Seconds of Summer song, I managed to find something it sounds like.
No way.
This is Luther Vandross. Can't be helped. We're just running out of music. It's not their fault.
It's not 5 Seconds of Summer fault.
And this is what Radio 1's really worried about right now.
I feel a bit like Mark Wright.
Oh, God. Okay. Next one, you might not have heard of this one. It's a new song from Robbie Williams. It is one of the most ridiculous songs I think I've heard in a while. Party like a Russian. End of discussion. I don't know.
Party like a Russian?
I don't know.
Is he okay, hon?
It includes the line, have it like an oligarch. But in the background, sounds like this popular TV theme.
I mean, it's...
It's definitely there,
it's
isn't it?
It's very similar, isn't it? Party like a
Russian. Mad.
Wow, we're definitely running out of music.
I mean, is that the same song?
I think that might just be a sample.
Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I don't know what the rules are with samples. No.
I hope he's got that cleared.
Either way, it's a lazy option.
Okay.
Okay, last one. New music from Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj. We all know this, side to side.
But we say new.
This one took so much research, Scott. But the backing of this sounds like this old song by Althea and Donna. Yes.
Yes. Where did this come from? What a tune!
This is called Uptown Top Ranking. It is with Minaj.
Yeah.
Althea and Donna.
Althea and Donna. Have you ever heard this?
I'm not sure. I had to really ask around on this one.
I just want to hear a bit more.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, it's something for us to all be wary of. We're running out of music.
We sure are.
Keep going.
Yeah, I just need to hear a bit more. Okay, I'm done. The Scott Mills Daily. He forgot to go to the gym today. That's 7 years now. It's Charlie Sloth.
It's actually 8.5, to be honest, but nobody's counting around here.
How is it?
Life's good, thanks, man. How are you?
I'm really good. You're looking pretty seasonal. I like the way that you, like the seasons, your outfit's changed, don't
you? Yeah, I'm happy that you noticed that.
I really noticed it. Have you got like 4 different wardrobes, you know, like your winter, your autumn, your summer, your spring?
I actually have.
Of course you have.
I actually change with the seasons.
I know you do. So, Charlie's here for today's Real or No Real. His normal show is on One Extra between 4 and 7.
Sick show, right?
It's a good show.
You listen every day.
You can either get Greg James on Radio 1 or you get Charlie on One Extra. Give us an idea, if people have never heard it before, the kind of sick stuff that you do.
Oh, man, you have to listen to find out. You can't even put it into words. It's that sick.
I mean, the music is good.
The music is good.
The bits in between are fine as well.
No, the bits in between are the best bits. They're the highlights. Yeah. That's why everyone tunes in. That's why it's the biggest show on One Extra.
Talking of Mike Lowry, have you ever been in a vocal harmony group yourself?
Always wanted to be.
We tried out once, didn't we?
Yeah, it was every now and then we harmonise together in the studio and doesn't really work.
Should we try that now?
He just ploughs in with, ow!
No, let's try it now. You start it off.
Okay, I'll start on the note C. Ready?
C.
D.
Oh.
That was good.
I feel like I'm jealous.
Decent, you know.
That was what they used to do all the time. It's like, but I thought that was good then. Yeah.
I thought that was good.
So better than I thought that was going, actually. It was really good. Here's today's Real or No Real.
For the sum of £65,000, you can be the proud owner of Justin Bieber's used milk glass.
How do we know it's Justin's?
Well, he was in that pub in Essex last week. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
He did have a glass of milk.
Yeah.
He had a glass of milk and some fish.
Wow. It's like when people were selling Kanye's air on eBay. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
For 100 grand.
Yeah, but that's...
How do you know that's Kanye's air?
No, I agree, but I think this one is being sold by the person who took the glass from the pub.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
I bet they've got several. They've probably got several glasses.
What a strange diet, though. A bit of milk and a bit of fish.
Yeah.
He has salmon and mash, if you care.
It'll have his DNA on, though, won't it? So is that what you're paying for?
Probably, yes. So, yeah, it was that pub he went to, like, near Epping Forest. He went for a forest walk and then popped in for a bit of milk and fish after.
Love that.
That's what you do on your day off if you're Justin Bieber.
Mad thing.
But he wouldn't pose for any selfies. I'm not convinced it is Bieber, by the way.
Oh, he's bored of selfies. Remember? Leave him alone. He's not even doing any meet and greets anymore. He doesn't want to meet people anymore.
That is so bizarre.
He doesn't know.
He's over meeting people.
Okay.
Have you met him before?
Yeah.
What did you think of him?
Is this real or no real?
Charlie, I can't remember if you said this on air or not.
He wanted to find a booth.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
so what's the story with that?
This was 5 years ago now.
Justin Bieber wanted to see fire in the booth.
And you promised me this is no lie.
I promise you.
Out of all your lies.
I promise you. Obviously, sometimes I get carried away with what we call the truth.
Yeah.
And I like to glamorise things.
Yes.
Or as I call it, bants. Yeah.
Leave my brand alone.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, honestly, that's a true story. 5 years ago, he wanted to do fire in the booth and I was like, no, no, no.
Would you let him do it now?
No.
Why?
Just wouldn't. I think he's a lot more credible than he was.
But he's still not credible enough for your fire in the booth.
It's not even that he's not credible enough. I just don't think...
It's not right.
It's not right for a fire in the booth brand.
Okay.
Leave my brand alone. Leave my brand alone. Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. True or not, 65 grand you can have Justin Bieber's used milk glass.
Nah, too much money. No real.
I'm going to say real because I can imagine the person who got hold of the glass putting it on eBay thinking, laughing, I'm taking a year off work.
That one is real.
Yes. Biebs is currently here on his purpose tour and on a night off, he did pop into the King's Oak for a glass of milk. One entrepreneurial member of staff nabbed the milky pint glass used by him and put it up for sale on eBay for a starting price of £10, as they always do. It's gone ridiculous and they've messed that up because it's £65,000, which no one's actually going to pay. Mm. And next on Real or No Real...
Pop singer Shakira has admitted that to get her unique vocal sound, she channels the sound of goats.
Lucky that my breasts are small and humble.
That one.
What was that?
That's a goat.
And
that's
a goat saying who?
A Shakira impression.
That's a goat?
Yep. Sounds quite like the foxes outside mine at the moment.
Yes.
Actually.
Oh my god.
They love it, don't they?
It's because it's getting darker earlier.
Oh, they love it.
They trick me every time as well, because I always go out with a flashlight, thinking I'm going to save the day. And then obviously.
Yeah, okay. But I think it's because it's darker earlier. That's why the noises are.
Well, yeah, they get up to it quicker, don't they?
Yeah.
The more time.
Mad.
So, Shakira, you know Shakira off of. Chris thinks this is one of the greatest songs of all time.
I think we'll look back one day and people don't realise what a monumental pop song this is.
Just wanted to compare the noise of Shakira and the goat
that
there.
That works so well.
So, is that true? Did Shakira get her unique vocal sound by channeling the sound of goats?
I mean, if you were to try and channel the sound of goats, Charlie, to sing a song, how would you go about it?
I mean, how do you go about doing something like that? How do you channel?
Well, you just imagine you're a goat.
Really?
I guess so.
So Shakira walks around the bathroom pretending she's a goat?
Yeah, and because she's obviously a very good-looking lady, do you think she's imagining... If you're imagining you're a goat, it's not the sexiest of animals, is it? I don't think. So,
I mean, it could change people's view on Shakira.
Thinking that you're a sexy goat. It's a weird thing to channel, isn't it?
I might do that Halloween sexy goat.
Yeah, we need to discuss Halloween outfits, actually. Sexy goat, not a bad idea.
We do. Well, it's got to be sexy something, hasn't it? Well, it doesn't, but loads of girls think
it's
it has
something
to be.
That's not sexy, but you make it sexy.
Yeah.
That's generally how it works. Sexy werewolf.
Sexy goat.
I want to do the werewolf this year. Have you seen that new advert?
Yeah.
The kid. I want to do that. I want to get it like properly done by a makeup artist.
Yeah, I wonder what would be good for you for fancy dress. I'll give that a thought.
Mate, you can't. You're in Leicester that night.
For your party?
No, for him.
Where?
He's going to be in Leicester. He's playing in Leicester on Halloween.
How do you know that?
Just do.
How do you know that?
Just do.
How do you know
I'm
that?
I'm playing in Brighton first.
And then Leicester.
At the Fright Night Festival, and then I'm playing at a festival in Leicester. Oh, that's actually the Saturday. That's the 29th. On the 31st, I'm actually doing Bristol and then Southampton.
Are you freaked out that I knew that, yeah?
Are you going to be dressed as a pumpkin?
We haven't even said real or no real yet. Real or no real, Shakira, channels goats.
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Made up, but she was rejected from her music class at school because her teacher said she sounded like a goat. Who's laughing now? And finally...
Harry Styles and the drummer from Kings of Leon have matching tattoos and like to buy each other presents.
I've always had a vision of you and Chris having matching tattoos. I can imagine that you used to have gone out on a drunken night out and got a matching tattoo in a really, really daft place.
Mm. Well, funny you should say that.
It's matching in the sense neither of us have got any. I don't think, anyway. I've got nothing to declare, have you?
No, nothing.
You've got
nothing.
None at all?
Nah.
Down there?
No, nothing,
I have, yeah.
Have you? Where's that?
You've got several.
Have you?
Yeah.
Can you still see them, or...? No, I mean, like, now with clothes on.
No.
Oh, right.
No.
Harry Styles and the drummer from Kings of Leon... They've got matching tattoos, and they like to, now and again, buy each other a little present because, let's face it, they can afford it.
Harry Styles has got a lot of tattoos, so statistically, it's likely that he matches one from the guy from Kings of Leon, so I'm going to go real on this one.
Yeah, I can see Harry doing it for a bit of credibility. Yeah, me and my friend from the Kings of Leon got a matching tattoo, so I'm going to say real.
That one's real.
Yes, they struck up a friendship 2 years ago. Kings of Leon are one of Harry's favourite bands. They hit it off so much they decided to get matching tattoos, and they do like to buy presents for each other. Confirmed. Kings of Leon also in the live lounge with Clara tomorrow.
Big.
At the end of... That's massive. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 10, Charlie got 20.
Massive show in store for the people today.
Yeah, one extra, 4 o'clock, what's on?
Just think double J, yeah? Two J's
Union
coming
J.
together. No. Two J's coming together to combine to create the ultimate show on BBC Radio 1 Extra at 4 p.m.
Who?
Jeremy Kyle, Justin Bieber, 4 p.m.
Okay, bye.
On 1 Extra. It's going to be a
robot. Get him out.
Why are you reading me out?
It's going to be a robot.
Why are you reading me out?
He just said that. Oh, my.
The Scott Mills Daily. Why not come along tomorrow, eh? 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.